Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Got Suze News on a Monday coming up in the next hour. Also, very interesting story that is taking place in Iowa with a superintendent of a school that has been revealed to be someone who's not legally in this country. And there's a little bit more to that. We're going to hook up with my friend Joel Curtinitis up in Des Moines. Joel used to be, man, he used to be a regular contributor back like in 2012 and 2016 with things that were happening in Iowa. We have not caught up in a while. So he'll join us in the next hour. Right now, Jen Say back with us, founder and CEO of XXXY Athletics, a U.S. champion. Gymnast. Of course, she did the Emmy Award-winning documentary Athlete A, and the new film Generation COVID is coming out. Jen, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always Look, happy to talk to you.
I want to talk a little bit about your reaction to Jimmy Kimmel and some of the things that happened last week, but I find it, I haven't addressed this yet because the show just started about 40 minutes ago, but the J.K. Rowling, Emma Watson dust-up is quite fascinating, isn't it? And J.K. has such a great way. I'm going to read her entire, you know, tweet that responded to all this, but she's so... She should be a writer for a living. She writes things very well.
I mean,
you think?
She's really got some talent, doesn't she?
She really does.
Undiscovered.
You want to give the background of this a little bit? I mean, this is kind of the continuing saga of some of the cast members that made gazillions of dollars because they starred in the movies that were based on the books from J.K. Rowling, but because she is a TERF and a transphobe and a bigot and all these other things, they don't want to be associated with her anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the top line would be, you know, obviously she wrote these books that made her a billionaire that the entire world has read. Before she wrote them, she was a struggling single mom, I think even homeless for a time. She made these young people famous beyond their wildest dreams when they were very young. And then they came at her with pitchforks.
Yeah.
Because she said men can't be women, basically. And now Emma Watson, in a recent interview, which I'm not sure why she did this interview. I don't know if she's promoting a project or something. Is basically sort of trying to walk some of it back
right.
a little bit. It's like she sees the writing on the wall and the tides are turning. And these people who pretend that they're brave and courageous and have all this like strength and strong beliefs are just putting their finger in the wind, and they sort of see which way the tide is turning, which is towards truth. And I think she wants to sort of step away from some of the harshest criticisms, and they're not even criticisms. I mean, like character slander that she lobbed at Rowling, the woman who gave her her career.
Yeah, it's interesting because JK's response was, okay, that's fine, but a little too late. And let me explain my feelings on this. And, you know, and she had a great post that I read from a couple of weeks ago when some of this was happening with the, and I forget the name of the comedian that was arrested upon landing in London.
Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Graham Linehan.
That's right, Graham Linehan. But, I mean, she had a great post where she said, hey, at what point do you take issue with any of these stances, which seem very reasonable on the issue of women's sports, which we focus on all the time. And that's what fascinates me about the people that hit her and criticized her. If you break down the issues one by one on what they might have an issue with, I don't even think they know what they're talking about. They just think that they should be against her because they've been told that she's a transphobe.
Yes, exactly. What I was going to say is none of these people have strongly held beliefs. They just like to pretend that they're stunning and brave and taking a strong stance, but they're just doing what the crowd does. And that's so obvious now. The fact it's so cruel that they would come after this woman who they know, who gave them their careers, who they know is smarter than they are, let's be honest. And you know, especially during a time, and she talks about that in the post from today or last night, when the threats were at their worst, that were directed at her. And no one has dealt with more threat of violence than J.K. Rowling over this stuff, simply for saying that men are not women and women deserve their own spaces. She's gone so far as to build out a women's shelter that is for women only in Scotland, using her own money to do that. So I think the point is these people are also weak-willed, and yet they, you know, pretend at being these like activists with strong opinions that are firmly held, and they just have no morals or principles, because the minute they sense the wind blowing the other direction, they want to kind of walk away from it and pretend they never said the terrible things they said. They're pathetic. And why anyone is afraid of them when they can't defend their position anyway, because it's not a position. It's just standing with the crowd.
Do you think that, I'm curious, I brought this up a little bit last week. Do you think that Charlie Kirk, the aftermath of the assassination, what we saw, for example, last week at the ceremony, more younger people maybe feeling a little bit more free on, you know, espousing conservative values. There's a part of me that thinks that that's part of to use Turning Point, ironically, in this country, because it gives people, it's not just a Trump thing. In other words, it gives people who are celebrity sports figures, whether it's Bruce Pearl or whether it's a, you know, basketball player or someone like that, or football player, gives them comfort because you can talk about Charlie Kirk and you don't have to necessarily bring Trump's name into it, if that makes sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's an interesting view. I hadn't really thought of it that way. I mean, I do think it's a watershed moment. Of course, time will tell. But, you know, looking at the number of new chapter people applying for new Turning Point chapters, the number of people that have shown up at the various memorial services, not just the main one, but the ones all around the country. And I will tell you, this weekend and last weekend, I was at two events that I was speaking at that were not conservative events. One was actually a radical feminist event. These women all believe that in women's sex-based rights. And the one this weekend was for GenSpect, which is a medical organization providing an alternative, which should be the real path to helping kids with this kind of distress when they're young. And all of the people there that I spoke to were very shaken by the assassination and more inspired to speak up. I think the reason is because it feels like a crisis. And it's like, well, we have to do it. We have to speak up. We can't let ourselves be silenced. We can't let the bad guys win.
Yeah. And that kind of brings us, you know, to Jimmy Kimmel, your thoughts on the aftermath of that. By the way, St. Louis connection, Molly McNeary, his wife, is from here in St. Louis. I haven't thought he was funny for a long time. I've made a very strong case on the show, Jen, that I did not like the government aspect of this, the influence from Brendan Carr. So I wish that hadn't happened, because I feel like, and you and I talk about these issues where I really feel like we're making progress on the moral high ground on so much of this, right? And I think that seeded a little bit, so that was a little disappointing. But I mean, I don't care if I never care if Jimmy Kimmel comes back or not, really.
I agree with all of that. I haven't ever watched his show. I did used to watch The Man Show a million years ago, which was actually kind of funny. But I've never watched his show. I did watch the monologue, which was the supposed apology, which was not an apology. You know, I wish the show would just sink on its own for not being funny and not being relevant and being offensive to more than half the country. He was disgusting during COVID, in my opinion. You know, he's the one that said, I don't know if you remember this, rest in peace, Wheezy. So
It
was basically advocating that anyone who didn't get the vaccine should not basically get medical treatment, which is insane. I did tune in the night of his monologue when he came back on the air. I mean, first of all, this sort of like crisis on the left that this is the biggest speech catastrophe of our lifetime. I mean, the man was off the air for 4 days. Give me a break.
Oh, my God. And by the way, and see, sometimes in these moments, I can't help myself and I have to listen and watch to a lot of CNN. And it was like nonstop. You would have thought it was the biggest story. And they paid more attention to that than the actual, you know, assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is disgusting.
Well,
but they did.
Or, by the way, the same day that he came back on the air, Google announced that they had censored and kicked off a gazillion regular everyday people during COVID.
Yes.
At the behest of the Biden administration. They explicitly said they were pressured by the government to remove accounts during COVID for things like, you know, the lab leak theory, which is true, and, you know, talking about vaccine side effects. And this is thousands of everyday Americans versus one very rich comedian who had his show paused for 4 days. So to me, that's a crisis. That's a constitutional crisis, not a comedian whose show isn't performing, who's down. It's down 72% in viewership in the last decade. He should be kicked off the air. Any normal person in a normal job who was performing that poorly would lose their job.
Yeah.
That said, briefly, his monologue was really maddening as well, because he did not apologize and he did get choked up twice. I felt like the first time he got choked up, which is when he said, you know, I didn't mean to make light of a young man's murder. It just felt to me like he was crying tears for himself. He is sad. He thinks of himself as the good guy. He's the nice guy. He's a Democrat. It's the shield from, you know, any criticism. Well, we're the nice ones. He was crying because people thought he wasn't nice. He was mean and he got caught. That's why he was crying.
And you know what?
He
is mean.
He was sorry.
Yeah. That the thing is I'd like to believe his apology, but I didn't, because I know how mean spirited he is. And I've heard it for the past, you know, 9 years in particular. Hey, since we last spoke a few weeks ago, you got any movement on Generation COVID being able to be streamed somewhere or seen by all of us? Jen,
we have some good movement. Do you know what Angel Studios is?
I don't. I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, they are this very cool platform. They had a big movie, now I'm going to forget the name because I'm a dum-dum, out about a year and a half ago. And basically, if you're a member of Angel Studios, Sound of Freedom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Freedom?
Right, yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's Angel Studios. It came out in 2023, and I guess it grossed about $250 million.
Oh, yeah, it did really well.
So that was released by Angel. So they have a unique process where the people who are members of Angel to their platform, they vote on films that make it through. So we've made the final phase of the vote with Angel. We've gone through the first two stage gates and we're at the final phase. So any one of your listeners that is a subscriber to Angel, very soon in the next like 2 days, we're going to have the full film uploaded and you'll be able to vote for it if you want to see it come out in the theaters and streaming.
Hey, please, in case I miss this on your social, will you please let Fred know when that's up there? I want to make sure that we spread the word here because I can't wait to see it myself.
Awesome.
All right. Hey, Jen, thank you so much. And let us know. Keep us posted, okay?
I will.
All right,
take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.